What does that word harmony mean? I know when we're singing, you like to hear harmony, right? So what does it mean, harmony? Is it a honey? Honey has a harmony. There's a honey brand harmony. What is harmony? Well, what? Oh, man, you're no wonder. 75 years old, you got it together. But it's really, it's about cooperation, and that's really what it comes down to. And I think one of the most convincing arguments for God creating the universe is its wonderful harmony. Think about that. Now, how could we figure out tomorrow at a certain time the eclipse of the sun is going to take place somewhere down Texas and go all the way up to the East Coast? Think about that. How could we as people figure that out? If we could, we'd be convinced that all the elements can be controlled, but we can't. Such harmony requires the mind of a maker, the creator God, the mind of God. Now, we want to have the mind of God. How can we have the mind of God? We study his nature, and then we can have the mind of God. And it's just so fascinating to live in the day and the time that we live in. That now, of course, now years ago, back in the 1516, I mean, they were pretty smart too. They figured things out. I don't know how they did, but they did. But us, in the same way, can usually cooperate enough to get the job done on almost anything that we're called to do. But cooperation that invokes a unity of spirit achieves a much higher purpose, such as the fragrance, and we talk about in the scriptures there about the fragrance of the anointing oil. And we use fragrant anointing oil in the church whenever we're praying for people or a special occasion or something just to do it. So unity is only possible when hearts are joined and work together to a deeper level of relationship. And it's satisfying to do that. When you come together and you work together on a project, or like we did a few Saturdays ago, it was so wonderful. The cooperation, it was, I was just in awe and grateful to be a part of a church called Bethel United Methodist Church and its people. And so pray for all the benefits and the beauty of unity with God and between people. The world's in a mess. I like that little song. I think Ray Bolt sang it originally. People need the Lord, and they truly do. So you're doing your part. It might, I can't do much. I'm just a little old, whatever. But any time you witness for God to somebody, you're doing your part to create harmony and unity in his creation.